Leanne, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
No problem at all.
Could you tell us a little bit about the history of the morning tea event, how it all got started?
Yeah, so it's been running for 26 years now, and we've actually got some people that have been hosting that long as well. So, you know, it's an amazing event where people really get on board with it. You know, each year we try and raise, I think this year we're trying to raise over 4 million statewide. So it's an amazing fundraiser for Cancer Council, and it's really easy for people to get involved with as well.
And so how many morning teas and how many people got involved last year?
Thousands statewide, but yeah, nationally it's a massive campaign for us as well. So, you know, we're hoping that most people will hold it on Thursday the 23rd of May, which is our key day, but people will host it over May and June in their workplace, in the community, and, you know, just at home as well. So we have thousands of morning teas over May and June, New South Wales.
And you mentioned as well that you guys are looking to raise $4 million for the state this year, which is awesome. What happens with the funds that are raised?
So every dollar raised through Australia's Biggest Morning Tea will help fund Cancer Council life-saving research, prevention. We've got support programs and information. So just for example, I don't know whether you may have heard of our phone line 131120. So it's a service that Cancer Council offers for cancer patients or for families that are going through cancer to call up, ask questions. So, you know, some of it may go towards the nurses for that. We invested last financial year $18.7 million towards research. So, you know, a lot of the funds raised will go into vital research that continues to help save lives. And we've got programs in the area such as tackling tobacco and, you know, teaching parents about how to educate children on prevention and things like that. So, you know, they're the main things that we really concentrate on in New South Wales.
And I imagine initiatives like the call line there and the projects you were talking about, they're all, you know, really, really vital support for people who are going through something like this.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, we hear these conversations firsthand, and the variety of questions that we get into the phone line is just incredible. You know, we might get children, we might get phone up, we might get parents phone up. And, you know, those nurses are really there to provide support for that a cancer patient or, like I said, you know, family every step of the way. And it's things like, you know, financial assistance. You know, we can really help cancer patients with that. And it's really, yeah, about providing them with that support every step of the way so they feel supported in that time of need.
And so how can people get involved and put on their own morning tea?
So, as I said, you know, we do have thousands of Australia's Biggest Morning Teas happening around May and June. People can host them at work. So that's one of our most popular events. In the community, at home, and you receive a really easy morning tea kit, and it's got bunting and it's got cake decorations in and just a really simple step-by-step way to fundraise. So all you need to do is go onto biggestmorningtea.com.au. You can register your event and then we send you out a kit within the next few weeks, and then you pick a date and host your morning tea.
We'll get the link up in the podcast. Leanne, thank you so much for speaking to us this morning.
Amazing. Thank you.